Yeah, time for the Wake Up Calls Pet Project. We're off to Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre, and Kayla joins us. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning. How are we today?
Very well. Listen, could you do me a favour, though? In future, could you not have animals that have a name that I can, you know, sort of take the mickey out of Steve with, like Tubby, you know? And quid pro quo, whatever you do, don't put on one with a name like, say, Dickhead or something like that, because then Steve will be just stuck into me like there's no tomorrow.
I've got a new name for him. It's echoed after today. I'm going to call him Foggy from now on because that's all that's between his ears sometimes.
And this is why we don't put you two in charge of naming the animals.
All right, let's talk about Tubby.
Beautiful. Well, yes, Tubby is Tubby. He is a big boy. He's 6.3 kilos. Solid as you can get, lazy as you can get. He's just the ultimate dude, really. He's a lovely big boy. He just doesn't really want to do much in life.
Well, we know a lot of people like that. But anyway, he needs a new home, and I've just thought of a new name for him. Gut Bucket might work as well. Now, he's just over a year old, and he's that sort of weight. So he obviously likes his tucker.
Yeah, it's not necessarily that he's super fat, though. Like, he's actually just a really big cat anyway.
Love him.
Like, he's in a room with another male who, you know, is 4.5 kilos, which is pretty big in the scheme of cats. And, Tubby is just longer, taller. His head's twice as big. He's just a really big boy.
Yeah, he's got the hint of a Maine Coon, but not quite in there, hasn't he? He's got a different kind of face. He's a tabby,
yeah,
and he's got big paws.
Gigantic.
He's good. I would want to come and see him, that one.
he's a lovely boy. So he's got a very laid-back personality. As you said, he's only a little over one, but he acts more like he's 10.
He's
looking for an adult home because Tubby knows what Tubby wants and Tubby likes to tell you what Tubby wants.
A home with a large sofa, but Robbo and I were discussing it earlier and we decided he'd sit where he wanted anyway. We wouldn't be able to stop him.
We've got these scratching towers in the room and they're just the normal size, like little beds in them. And he like full condenses himself like a slinky almost and pops in and out as he wants to. So as he's coming out, you just kind of keep going. It's quite impressive what little space he can fit into.
Yeah. And tell me, what are his circumstances?
So he came through us as a stray. So we don't have a lot of information about his history, except for, yeah, he's a lovely, chubby boy, and he's looking for an adult home.
He probably ate everything, and then they put him out. Which is... Well, they could
ate his way out of the house, maybe.
Yeah. But as you say, he's not actually really fat. He's just a big, heavy boy.
Large-boned.
Yeah. And the old one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That old chestnut.
Yeah. All right. How do people go about finding out more about Tubby?
So Tubby's bio with photos and information and all of that is readily available on our website, which is Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. Alternatively, you can call our reception team during business hours on 5441-2209. Ask any questions you like or book in to meet him.
Yep, and he's on our Facebook page and soon will be on our website as well at goldcentrevictoria.com.au. Kayla, always great to chat. We'll do so again very soon.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Kayla from Bark. It's the Wake Up Call, Gold Central Victoria.